The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I've been given clearance to be and to become. Say, I've been given clearance to be and to become. And do you know why many of us are not being and becoming? I have a message on the believer's battles. The believer's battles. Anything you want to become, there are forces there that will fight you. Anything that you desire to become, there are barriers and powers that will fight you. They will test you. Because you know, the moment you overcome them, you become their master. So they will test you to see whether you qualify to become their masters. You want to be the first in your family to have a wedding. You want to be the first in your ancestral line to achieve what no ancestor achieved. Hayakabaya. It is possible. But if only you can face the Goliath, if you only you can face the Jericho walls, if only you can face the mountains, these are demons and principalities. One day, I was really annoyed with God. Look, I get annoyed with God several times. Why? Other pastors are resting. They are relaxed in ministry. Why is that every day I'm fighting? You see, have you forgotten? You have said it before, that you are the first Pentecostal pastor in the whole Apafu traditional area. You are the first Pentecostal pastor. Not EP Church. As for EP Church, we are the first. Moderators. Jobo. How do we call this man? The former, this thing. Galevo. Galevo. They are all from Akpafu. But when you talk Galevo, Anipas, Atando, these are gurus. They are all from Akpafu. But when you talk about Pentecostal, I am number one. My mother's side, my grandfather was the head of all juju from River Volta to River Oti. My mother's side, I am number one. My father's side, I am number one. So if you are number one everywhere, you can imagine the forces you are dealing with. So why is others are resting? Why do you also want to rest? Look, the reason why you are where you are is because you are not able to fight the forces at the barrier. That's why our prayer point, we are dealing with barrier guards. They are at where you want to cross. And especially, look, every family has got a family covenant. Yes. If you know what our ancestors did, you don't know. I never knew this one time. I think I went to Akpafu with you when we were building for the old man. When I was being told the covenant that my mother's side, they made, that nobody in Akpafu will rise above them. That nobody will rise above them. They made a covenant. Powerful one. So it was when I was reversing. We're coming to Accra. Then somebody said, hey, Dela, you have tried. Anyway, because you are a pastor, you are the only one who can do this. I say, what? Say, oh, you don't know what your uncles have done. Your mother's side, Kudro, that. You don't know. I say, then something says, stop enlisting. So I saw, we're coming to Accra. I was reversing. Then say, oh, so you don't know? I say, I don't know. Oh, it is from 18th century that your mother's clan, they made a covenant that no one in Akpafu will rise beyond a member of that clan. But because you are a pastor, look, that thing, eh? We drove out of the town and went and stopped at a place, myself and Gladys. I think I went there with you alone. And then we stopped. We're coming back to Accra. We got there to expect the project. We spent only about 30 minutes to pay the workers back to Accra. We stopped, I think, at Santro Kofi. When we left, we stopped just to meditate and then discuss about that thing. So look at the battles. Look at the battles. Look, if your ancestors, look, somebody wants riches. So he went somewhere. And you know, when he went, after doing everything, they say, what are you giving to us? All the wombs of the women, all the marriages, all the husbands, all the wives. Now, I am beginning to think of what my grandfather did. I am beginning to think, because that man was the richest man in the district. But we became the poorest people. One man, so that after you are dead and gone, what happens at your back is not your case. So now, if you don't want, so everyone that will make it must go to that covenant. You must go and beg. You must go and make sacrifice. But you, a Christian, if you say, no, I want to follow Christ, ha ha. Hey. But then when you go there, if your ancestors sold the kidney so that they will have kidney problem, you too, you have suffer kidney problem. If it's heart attack, you too, you suffer heart. But if you say, no, me, I want to go this way. Say, welcome. You, who are you? You don't want to come. You want to go somewhere, then they'll go and cross you. That's why people cannot go higher. But listen to me. When you stand, let me tell you three things that defeats the devil. Consistency. Persistency or perseverance, and what? Patience, endurance. These three things, they frustrate the devil. Look, when the devil is standing, he knows that he has already lost. So even he's standing, he's just testing you. The devil's resistance is only a test, because he knows that Christians, we can't stand. A little thing, we are tired. Majai, ma boa 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 boa. He knows I will say ma boa 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 boa. He knows. So he's just waiting. He's just frustrating you until you come to a point you say, my boy, ma boa boa boa, me hun shui. Then fine, he has finished you. But when you say, which Nigerian preacher say, me, I don't accept no for an answer. Uche, he say, me, I don't accept no for an answer. Then I say, I, Delali Boja, I will be the first. You accept no. I say, here, you won't step here again. And up to now, he hasn't stepped here. If you say you don't accept no, me, Delali Boja, I will be the first no that you accept. You can't conquer me. And truly, my no is standing. I said, you won't step here. And he hasn't stepped here. Oh, we're in the wooden structure. He came and did some things there. He said, no, I will come. I say, I will be the first whose no you accept. So when you stand before the forces and say, no, devil, I will not accept a no from you. What I am, I am. Look, the moment you become born again, it doesn't matter your family background. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter whatever. You can make it in Christ. In Christ, you are a new creation. In Christ, you are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. In Christ, the authority, the position has been all given back to you. So, beloved, this week we are praying for the church. Our first prayer point is any step that me as the leader has taken, any door, any sin connected to me and my wife, pastors and associate leaders, that has opened the way for the enemy to do anything in this church, we confess, we renounce, and we ask God for mercy. I don't know. Maybe there is something connected to me. Because when we read 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1. 1 Chronicles 21, verse 1 going. Satan rose up against Israel. I read from the New Living Translation. Satan rose up against Israel and caused David to take a census of the people of Israel. Let's read verse 7. God was very displeased with the census, and he punished Israel for it. Do you know how many people died? 70,000. 70,000. 70,000 people died because of the leader's wrong decision. Please, when you are a leader, leadership starts from home as a husband. All of us who are husbands, let's watch our decisions and choices and the steps we take. When you are a husband, you are a mother, you are a pastor, you are a leader of a company, whatever, be very careful. Your decisions determine what happens. Your decisions, our decisions. The reason why we are praying this, 2024 is a very good year. Something must happen. This church is a prayer. Look, some pastor bishops have been say, look, the prayer you pray in your church, no. We are led by the Spirit of God. Things must happen. So when we get to a point where it's like, no. Me, I don't go for hiding, no. I don't go. There are people, once they have made a covenant, every year they will go 21 days and hide somewhere, 40 days, hide somewhere. I don't do those things. I'm not saying that they are bad. It's good. Do you know, I am doing hiding every day. My hiding is every day. I pray 24 hours. So I don't have time to go and stay somewhere. 24 hours I am praying. I speak in tongues until I fall asleep. Then I begin to have dreams. I know pastors who misbehave and fool about because they are waiting for their 40 days, 21 days that they will go and hide somewhere. Then within that 21 days, that's when they've given it to God. After they live there, the rest of the year is for them. I don't do that. Me, every moment is for God. And that's how every child of God should be. God is speaking to me all the time. Somebody went to fasting, a pastor. When he was leaving, he said, please, brother, can you pray for me? So I prayed. When he got there, he said, well, I just arrived. So I forgot to ask you, what should I pray about for you? I said, well, you know something? Just pray for me. Pray that God will help me to finish my building project and all that. Say okay. So my mate in a Bible school, if he has even been here before to preach. And then after everything, I said, okay, what did God say? He said, in fact, God didn't say anything like this, but I had the assurance that the Lord will help you finish. Then I say, yourself, what did God tell you about yourself? You say, oh, myself too, not so much. Then I began to tell him what God told me about him. I say, when you were there, God was telling me this. He said, this. You took a girl to this hotel. You did this. He was quiet on phone. I say, are you there? He said, yes. Boja. How? I said, me, I'm just saying what God told me. So you see, the person who went for 1 week hiding, he didn't hear anything. But me, who didn't go, God was rather speaking to me about him. It's not just the going on the hiding. It's how you have trained yourself daily. So our first prayer point is that, Lord, any leader among us whose actions has opened the door for the enemy or has displeased you. The Bible says that the action that David took, according to New Living Translation, God was very displeased. Some verses say God was angry. God was angry. Say this after me. Say, let me not suffer the consequences of my leader's action. Say, oh Lord, let me not be a victim to the consequences of my leader's actions. Let me not be a victim, Lord. Let this church not be a victim, Lord. Pray that prayer right now. Lord, we don't want to be a victim. We don't want to be a victim, Lord. We don't want to be a victim.
Father, we don't want to be a victim.
Let me not be a victim, oh Lord. Let me not be a victim. Let me not be a victim. Let me not be a victim. Let your church not suffer any consequence of my wrong actions, O God, and decision as the leader of your church, O God. In Jesus' name. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
As I stand before you.
As I stand before you.
I've been made to understand.
I've been made to understand.
That you answer the heart.
That you answer the heart.
Search my heart, O Lord.
Search my heart,
O Lord. According to Psalm 139. Search my heart, O Lord. And know anything in my heart that will hinder my prayers from ascending to you. Search my heart. Search my heart. Search my heart, O Lord, and deal with anything in my heart. Search my heart and deal with anything in my heart, O Lord. Search my heart. Search my heart. Search my heart.
Search my heart.
Lord, set our hearts,
O Lord. Set our hearts. Anything within us that will hinder you from listening to us, we confess, we renounce, 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 we ask for mercy, we ask for mercy, O Lord. Set our hearts, Father, set our hearts. Shalabakara,
In Jesus' name, amen.
We want to pray this same prayer again. Beloved, God answers the heart. Anointing flows from the heart. When your heart is right with God, even 10 minutes prayer can bring result of 40 days and 40 night fasting. 10 minutes prayer. I know people went and fasted and came. They were just passing my office and I prayed deliverance for them. Deliverance in my office. They were just passing. They went for 21-day fast. They were just passing as they were just going. Okay, let's also for pray for me. And then the person who is coming from fasting started manifesting. So he went and fast with a demon. I came and called Francis down. I said, Francis, please come and help me. 3 hours. 3 hours. 3 hours. So 21 days. What heart was he fasting with? He was fasting with a demon. And me who didn't go 21 days, it was before me that the demon was manifesting. God answers your heart. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thought. Verse 24. Point out anything in me that offends you. And lead me along the path of everlasting life. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Please search my heart.
Please search my heart.
And point out to me
anything
in my heart
that
offends you.
That
will hinder my prayer.
That
will hinder you
from
answering me. Search my heart and point out to me, O Lord. Search my heart and point out to me according to your word. In Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Search my heart. Search my heart. Set my heart and point out to me, O God. Father, search my heart. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
We present our pastor and the wife before you.
We present our pastor and the wife before you.
The associate pastors.
The associate pastors.
And their wives.
And their wives.
The deacons.
The deacons.
And deaconess.
And deaconess.
The departmental executive.
The departmental executive.
Anything in them.
Anything in them.
That has opened the door, of the enemy, into this church.
Anything in them
that is hindering you
from
manifesting your glory
among us,
any step they have taken,
any lifestyle,
any secret sin, oh Lord, oh Lord, we present before you,
we confess.
We renounce and we ask for mercy on their behalf. We confess, we renounce and ask for mercy and ask for mercy. Let's pray that prayer right now for our leaders. As the father of this house, that has taken your wrath and your anger, Lord, I confess, I renounce, I ask for mercy, I ask for mercy, Lord, I ask for mercy, I ask for mercy, I ask for mercy, I confess, I renounce, I ask for mercy, anything I have done that has become a doorway. That has angered you, that has offended you. Shala karaba andalaba araba anda. My secret life. Shakata kabaya. Any wrong decision, any wrong choice, any wrong step, any wrong action, without consulting you. Shakata kabaya anda. Amale kara. Any decision, any wrong decision, any wrong step, any wrong action, without consulting you, any wrong thing that has incurred your wrath, oh Lord, I confess, I renounce, and I ask for mercy, Lord. We cannot stand your wrath. Who can stand your wrath? You are a compassionate God. Who can stand your wrath, oh God? Who can stand your wrath? Who can stand your anger? Please, Lord, have mercy. Shali Kara, Ayama Anna, Yapani Kare Kale Bahana, Yibele Kete Barakata Boyata, Yapana Kata Kamaya Mane, Ani Baba Rakata Kamaya, Amaya Karola Bahata Libana, Ani Bakaria Kora Baita Kaba, Nila Baba Baba Kata Kamaya Karabala, Now I want to pray the same prayer for ourselves. Anything in the pew, there is something in theology called the pulpit and the pew. The pulpit is leadership. The pew is the lay, the congregation. Anything in the pew that is also hindering the presence of God, that is also hindering God from answering us, that is also hindering God from opening the door. You know something? Pray for pastors. Pray for leaders. I'm telling you, it's not easy. Wife, pray for your husband. Anybody in leadership position. One day something happened in my former church. Only two of us saw it. What my papa said to the wife. Only two of us heard it and saw it. It was a bad word. And I thank God that the other person was a deacon. So quickly he called the other deacons and they called my papa to order. Now, why did you say this? See, you behave like those foolish women. This single word. So always pray for us. We are not perfect. Too. We are also a work in progress. Pray for me. Pray for my wife. Pray for the associate pastors. Pray for deacons and deaconess. Pray for husbands. And if you are the head of company, tell your people to always pray for you. Because one step, one wrong decision, one wrong choice, I tell you. You see, that is why I listen. I listen. Oh, that's why any step I want, I ask for advice. Because I don't want to make mistake. That's why when people come and say, Pastor, God told me this, I say, oh, I see. Please pray for me, eh? Pray for me. Pray for me. If you are a leader, I am teaching you. Listen. You are not everything. You don't know everything. No. You are also a work in progress. So right now, we are going to pray for ourselves. The pew. I hope you have heard some prophecies. In this house, there are some of you this. I am not happy with you. You've heard some of those prophecies. I'm not quoting directly. So anything among us that is hindering God from manifesting our clearance, Lord, we confess, we renounce, and we ask for mercy. Anything among us, the congregation. You see, the other day I was discussing with somebody. I don't know how to handle this. I like the way we are in this church. You know, every living church, there is talking. It's good to talk. But your talking should not discourage. Your talking should not offend. I've been to churches where nobody talks to anybody. Only when the pastor says shake and then they shake. When we close, you yourself, you know that you are sorry to go there. Even though we also have it here small, deliverance people here, when you are not strong, you can't be a member here. When you close, you just be alone. Those who know themselves, instead of winning each other, it is everywhere, but deliverance is better. We are like a family. When something happens, only this church that you see, an advanced team, they are gone there some days to be preparing before the actual event. Only this church you find that. You don't find it in other churches. There is love and connection among us. And so, when a family church like that, that's where also there are gossips. There are talking. We should gossip. Gossip should be there, but it should be small. It should be gentle gossip. Gossip is good, but it shouldn't be a gossip that I don't know how to. Okay, let's pray. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Anything within us. That is blocking you.
From manifesting our clearance.
Any sin among us.
Any attitude among us.
The congregation.
That is blocking.
You.
From manifesting our clearance.
We confess.
We renounce.
And we ask for mercy. Pray that prayer right now. Father, we confess. Father, we renounce. We ask for mercy. Anything, O God, among the congregation, anything within us, O Lord,
we ask for mercy.
Allah, You see, when you pray like this, even 10 minutes prayer, the way is clear. Always when you are praying, make sure that you satisfy God. Look, God is not difficult to. The presence of God, the moment you are able to draw the presence of God, finish. Finish. When you read Psalm 114, verse 1 to 8, what opened the Red Sea? It was the presence of God. Why did the sea flee? Why did the mountain flee? Verse 8, who can stand in your presence? The moment the presence of God manifests, come on, no power, no mountain, no problem. The presence of God. One day I'll teach you how to practice the presence of God. You see, when you get to a certain level, if you don't take care, this is why people talk about fasting is no more necessary. Because they have practiced, they are now in the presence of God. So, I mean, what is fasting? Because you are in the presence of God. What we have done right now, I am telling you that the presence of God has come. And when the presence of God shows up, even if you wave your hand like this, it is happening. So now we are entering into warfare. We have about 15 minutes to pray. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I declare in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any demonic power. At the boundary line
of my clearance
to possess. Let me explain. When God told them in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, verse 21, and Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 20, he said, go and possess the land. Go and engage them in battle. That is clearance. The land is not just free. The thing you want to achieve, 1 million people want the same thing. So it is battle. People are going to malams. People are going to shrines. People are going to juju. People are going to places for the same thing you do, you are chasing. I told you here, this thing happened, Duncan Williams. Action. A member with his two friends, Muslim friends, they were bidding for a government contract. And then he went there with 10,000 cedis. The anointing came on the archbishop. He declared, back, oh, you go. He gave it to you. He went. They didn't give him the contract. The 100 million, they gave to a Muslim. 75 million, another Muslim. And they gave him something, about 500,000 something. And he said, archbishop, I mean, how? I say, it is yours. They've given it to you. Later, when he was talking with a friend, the Muslim said, he went and gave the chief imam 100,000 and 10 cows. The second one too. He went and gave some cows and thousands. Then he said, So do you know, he also went to Archbishop and gave him 100,000. Do you know what happened? 3 months after, the Muslim who got the $100 million contract, they took it from him and gave it to the Christian. Because he wasn't able to do the thing well. So they took it from him and gave it. You see, these things, look, this world in which we are, if you don't know some things, here, we are not yet in heaven, no. We are not yet in heaven, no. Here. What you know can save you and deliver you. What you don't know can also limit you. There are what? Powers at the boundary line. Where you want to cross, where you want to possess, there are powers there that will say no, especially you, a Christian. Hush. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any demonic power.
Any demonic power.
At the boundary line.
At the boundary line.
At the border line.
At the border line.
Of my clearance.
Of my clearance.
Of my clearance.
Of my clearance.
Let those powers.
Let those powers.
Be shut down.
Be shut down.
Be shattered.
Be shattered.
And be swallowed.
And be swallowed.
By the Holy Ghost fire.
By the Holy Ghost fire.
Clap your hands and declare. In the power. At the boundary line, at the border line,
at the boundary line,
at the boundary line,
at the boundary
line,
at the
boundary
line,
at the boundary line,
at the boundary
line, at the boundary
line,
at the boundary line, at the boundary line, at the boundary line, at the boundary line,
at the boundary
line, at the
boundary
line, at the boundary line,
at the boundary
line, at the boundary line,
at the
Say territorial powers.
Territorial powers.
In Kotobabi and Big Farm now.
Territorial powers.
Environmental powers.
Other
religious powers.
Other religious powers.
That are blocking.
That are blocking
our clearance to possess.
That are hindering
our clearance to possess. Environmental altars. Satanic and demonic altars. That are planted
in the ground
against our clearance
to possess.
Let the Holy Ghost fire.
Let the Holy Ghost fire.
Uproot and destroy. Uproot and destroy. Uproot and destroy. Uproot and destroy. Environmental orders. Territorial powers. Atmospheric powers. Environmental powers. Kotobabi and Big Farm
Amen.
Numbers 23:23 says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. So shall it be said, see what the Lord has done. You see, enchantment are words. They are spells. Spells. Divination, witchcraft. And do you know something? Sometimes we give them power by the things we say. The things we say about the church. As for this church, you are a suspect. I'm telling you, anybody that's for this church, you are a suspect. Because you are part. Whatever that is wrong, you are to help to correct it. You are to help to correct it. You don't say, oh, ask for this church, ask for this church. What are you doing to correct it? You are also part of the church. The other day, I was telling some people, you people cannot work together. I said, do you know how you are before I'm working with you? Do you know how you are before I manage to work with you? Why that you cannot manage to work with somebody? Why? You do you know how you are that I manage to work with you? Do you know the people I've worked with? But you are not able. Everybody has something against somebody. No. No. When we do that, we are frustrating. Look, we are different, though. We are very different, eh? I was telling somebody, I say, you, God has changed me. De La Liboja is a new De La Liboja you met. Like you, oh, come on. You don't know. God has really worked on me. That's how it is. We want to pray a prayer. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any internal hindrance.
Any internal hindrance.
Any internal powers.
Any internal powers.
An external hindrance.
An external hindrance.
That are collaborating.
That are collaborating.
To hinder our clearance.
To hinder our clearance.
To hinder the clearance of this church.
To hinder the clearance.
To hinder the delivery angels.
To hinder the delivery angels.
Let them be shut down.
Let them be shut down.
Let them be shattered.
Let them be shattered.
Let them be swallowed.
Let them be swallowed.
By the Holy Ghost fire.
By the Holy Ghost fire.
Come on right now. Internal hindrance. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say environmental powers.
Environmental powers.
Collaborating.
Collaborating.
With internal powers.
With internal powers.
Blocking.
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 Every blessing.
Every blessing.
That has been released.
That has been released.
For this church.
For this church.
I've been warned not to say some things, so I need to be careful, and I understand. I've been dreaming. I've had this dream several times. People are coming, but the people in the environment, they go and block them. Where are you going? We will not allow you to go. We will not allow you to go. Let me tell you, when God places you in a hard place, that is what he has made you. And after you break the place, the whole world is for you. I'm telling you, you don't know. Those of you who are members here, hey, let's finish this project. Any place you step in the world, you will possess the place.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you possess the place.
Amen.
Because the I am temple exists as your reference. You say, I am part of the I am temple.
Part of.
So this ground, what is it? What is it? When God put you in a difficult place, that's what he has made you. Yes, he has made you a champion. Look, a man of God came to, when did this man of God came to me? People have been coming to me to tell me things. A man of God can say, look, if you leave this place and they don't watch who to bring, it's not anybody at all. He came to say, it's not anybody at all. God brought you here to take over the place. Yes. Say environmental powers.
Environmental powers.
Collaborating with internal powers.
Collaborating with internal powers.
That are blocking.
That are blocking.
That are blocking.
That are blocking.
The delivery angel.
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 The destiny helpers.
The destiny helpers.
The financiers.
The financiers.
And every blessing.
And every blessing.
That heaven has released.
That heaven has released.
For this church,
for this church.
Environmental powers,
environmental powers.
Collaborating,
collaborating
with internal powers,
with internal powers.
That are blocking,
that are blocking
and fighting,
fighting
our clearance,
our clearance,
the blessings,
the blessings,
the people,
the people,
the financiers,
the finances,
the finances,
the
businesses,
the businesses
that have been released
for this church.
In the name of Jesus, let them be shut down, let them be shattered, let them be swallowed by the Holy Ghost fire as we clap our hands. Powers in the environment, shut them down. We shut them down. Environmental powers, atmospheric powers, in this big farm down, in this Kotobabi, Shakali Baranda, in the power, Shali Krabakaba, let the grounds open and swallow them. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say powers in Kotobabi down.
Powers in Kotobabi down.
Powers in Big Farm down.
Powers in Big Farm down.
Let me tell you, the whole place is called Kotobabi. But this place actually Big Farm down. Kotobabi down is Ebenezer. Ebenezer assembly so go area there. That is Kotobabi down. This place actually Big Farm down. It's Big Farm down. But I don't know why people hate the Big Farm. Eh? When you are in Big Farm, you are Big Farm. Eh? Look, do you know how I am? Eh? I tell people I'm in Big Farm. But when they come and they enter the place, they are shaking, they are quiet. When they are coming, it's as if they are going to the pigs. Eh? Create the atmosphere as if you are living among pigs. But when they come and they say that you are living in Dubai, look, they won't talk. They are quiet. That's my philosophy. I will not paint any heavy picture about me. But when you come closer to me, you won't talk. you won't talk. Pastors come around and they are quiet. A woman pastor came and then came to my, say, she, daddy, you don't talk. You are quiet. You don't talk. You are quiet. Hey, this thing you are doing here? Yes, that is the laliboja. I don't talk. I'm telling you, I don't talk. When they, I say I'm in pig farm. When they, when they mention pig farm, my soul is high. Come and see whether I'm living among pigs. Come and come to my office and see whether you see a pig in my office. Come and see. When people are going out and they are opening the, I say, press the thing on the wall. When they press, they say, this is America. They say, this is international office. I say, yes. I can handle U.S. president in my office. Yes. Hallelujah. You see, look, make your life as if when they come closer, what they see, they say, shit. They won't talk again. And you know, you change them. Some people make giddy, 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 giddy. When you go to them, nothing. Empty. Nothing. Tell them, I am just in some corner. When they come there and they see, they say, Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Principalities and powers.
Principalities and powers.
In this big farm down.
In this big farm down.
Kotobabi down. That are fighting.
Our clearance.
That are blocking.
The blessings that have been released.
For this church. For the completion of the Ayam temple. The contracts that have been released for the members of this church to work and support the businesses. Any good thing that have been released for this church. Environmental powers, atmospheric powers in this area that are fighting. Let the earth open and swallow them. As we clap our hands, let the earth open and swallow them with their agents. In Jesus' name. Last but one prayer. Say any spell. Any enchantment.
Any divination.
Do you know the things God is telling me? When I went to Papa Umaopa, do you know what he told me? And God is telling me that, look, this church is a church of possibilities. Amen. The moment you enter here, what has never been possible with you become possible.
Amen.
It's a place of possibilities, but there are fighting powers. And we need to position ourselves and deal with them. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Every enchantment.
Every spell.
Every divination.
That has been cast.
On this church. On the clearance of this church. On the blessings of this church. On the destiny helpers of this church. On the finances of this church. On the contracts of this church. Let the grounds open and swallow. Let the grounds open and swallow. With all
all the altars that have been consulted.
Finally, let's command the blessings right now. Let's command the clearance. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I command the clearance.
I command the clearance.
I command the clearance. Let money come. Let money enter into this church. Let destiny helpers enter. Let financiers enter. Let dollars enter. Let pounds sterling enter. Let millions enter. Let contracts enter. Let businesses enter. Enter right now. Enter right now. Enter right now in the name of Jesus. Enter right now. Yes, let contracts enter. Let businesses come. Yes, yes, yes. Let the clearance come. 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 Yes, you are declared to locate deliverance assemblies of God. You are declared to locate deliverance assemblies of God. You are declared to locate deliverance assemblies of God. Yes, 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 yes. You are declared to locate. Command them right now. Yes, command, command, command. Yes, yes. You are declared to locate. You are declared to locate. Yes, 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 yes. Enter right now. Enter right now. We possess you. We possess you. Yes. Begin to possess. 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 We possess what belongs to us. We possess every blessing that heaven has released. Every contract that is made for the members of this church and those who are online. Every contract, every business, every job, every position, every promotion, Shakaya, every financial helper, every destiny helper, Yakata Kata Kata. I say, come now. I say, come now. I say, enter 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 now. We possess. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look, there is a prayer point the Lord gave me. Tomorrow, it shall be something here. Let's look at Numbers chapter 2, verse 2. Hey, hey. Numbers 2, 2. And Haggai 1, 6. We are closing. Tomorrow, huh? Every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their fathers. No, sorry. Nahum, Nahum, Nahum. Not Numbers. Nahum, Nahum, Nahum. N-A-H-U-M. Nahum. Fine. For the Lord has turned away the excellency of Jacob as the excellency of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. Verse 3. The shield of... Okay, just verse 2. Give me now 2-2 in NIV or another version. We are going to deal with the emptiers. The Lord will restore the splendor of Jacob like the splendor of Israel. Though destroyers have laid them waste and have ruined their vines. Tomorrow, we are going to deal with destroyers and wasters.
Amen.
Destroyers and wasters.
Amen.
Destroyers and wasters.
Amen.
Tomorrow, we are going to deal with destroyers and wasters.
Amen.
God is saying that even though destroyers have wasted them, I will restore. I will restore.
Amen.
Anything that has been destroyed in your life, anything that has been wasted in this church, it's time for restoration.
Jesus. Amen. Yeah.
Look, listen to me. As we are praying, people are going to, there are going to be swap. People are going to, the jobs that they couldn't do, they say, take it. Take it. Take it. People are going to give you jobs. Contracts are coming. Businesses are coming. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Every blessing of mine.
Every blessing of mine.
Every contract. That is in the hands of the wrong person. With the Holy Ghost fire.
With the Holy Ghost fire.
I take it right now.
I take it right now.
I possess it right now. Any breakthrough, any opportunity of mine. That is in the hands of the wrong person. That is in the hands of the children of the devil. Yes. I take it right now. I possess. Take it right now. Sakataya. Ipelekete. Let the Holy Ghost. Take it for you. Let the Holy Ghost take it for you.
Take it back.
You are the head and not the tail. It must come to you. The best of contract, the best of business, they must enter this house. They must enter this house. They must enter this house.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
I declare right now, because you are the seed of Abraham, because you are the royal heritage, because you are the head and not the tail, because you are the offspring of the finished work of Christ, any contract, any good thing that is the hands of any child of the devil, people of the world, yes, let the Holy Ghost swap right now. Let the Holy Ghost swap it into your hands. Businesses and contracts, positions, promotions, let them be yours.
Amen.
Let them be yours.
Amen.
Let them be yours.
Amen.
And that good thing, let it locate you right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Businesses, contracts, let them come into the house.
Amen.
Let them come into the house.
Amen.
And let them locate you.
Amen.
Possess them right now.
Amen.
Possess them right
Amen.
Now. 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 Possess them. Possess. 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 Take them.
We possess it in Jesus' name.
Father, no one in this house should lose any good thing.
Jesus' name.
No one in this house should lose any good business.
Jesus' name.
Should lose any good opportunity.
Jesus' name.
International opportunities.
Oh,
let them locate this house.
Amen.
Let them locate the members of this house.
Amen.
Let them locate the members
Amen.
Of this house.
Amen.
Let them locate the members
Amen.
Of this house.
Amen.
Let them locate the members
Jesus
of this house.
Name.
Let them locate the members
Amen.
Of this house.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Unto you be all the glory.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
We
the Lord right
you,
now
Jesus.
For the answered prayer. Just thank the Lord
we
right
give
now.
We praise, O God.
Thank the Lord right now.
We celebrate
thank
you,
the Lord
Jesus.
Right now. Thank you, Lord, for our clearance. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.